Did you miss me?
Your Daily Lex.
I'll be honest, I thought it was a lot of fun having all those guest hosts. My thanks again to Jason, Casey, Dan, Andy, and Brian for filling in last week. I enjoyed all of those guest episodes, and I thought they were a lot of fun. I thought they did a great job. In some ways made me nervous. Like, boy, if everybody's good at this, then why am I doing it? But sincere thanks to everybody. I was away. I was on a cruise all last week, and it was fun. We had great weather, was a fun cruise. As Jason referenced, we were in the yacht club of this MSC cruise ship, which was crazy and weird. And it was a good time. We had a good time. The thing that surprised me that I enjoyed on this cruise, the thing that I was most surprised to find that I liked, was the spa. Because as a privilege of staying in the yacht club, you got unlimited free access to the thermal spa section of the spa. And they had a couple different saunas, a couple different steam rooms, a salt room. That was a room with salt, not a room where you assault things. Couple different hot tubs, whirlpools, an ice room. I don't know anything about any of them. And actually, I found the signage very hard to read. Like, you can see what the name of the room was, but then the description of what it was and how it worked was much harder to read. I think in part because of all the steam in there. And then they had all these weird showers, like some were for cold mist and some were for cold rain, which was just a cold shower. And then there was like the one where you would walk through and it would do hot and cold showers back and forth with all this aromatherapy stuff in there. Fantastic. I loved it all. I thought it was hilarious and delightful. And I was like, it must be good for me, right? To be in this room that's so hot or now so cold. Like, there's got to be some health benefits. I don't know what they are. But I really enjoyed them. At one point, one of the things that I had read on the instructions on each room was like, use the little shower heads that are in every single sauna and all these different rooms, which, you know, there's plenty of people in there and it's all dressed, thankfully. But use the shower head thing to spray down the area where you're going to sit before and afterwards. Fine. So I do this. Just because the sign said to do it, I did it. And I brought in my towel too, and I was sitting on the towel, whatever. But I go to the ice room at one point, there's one other person there. And I'm very hot. I've just been in like the hottest sauna for a very long time. So I'm going to go sit in this ice room. And when I get in, she's on one side. I go to the other side. I spray down my seat and sip. Then she has more family come in. And they're like, oh, it's cold in here. She's like, yeah, and he sprayed the thing, which I guess lowers the temperature. And I'm like, I did what? And she's like, oh, you sprayed the water. And that I think that's supposed to lower the temperature, right? And I'm like, oh, I just was spraying down my seat because it said to. Did it cool it down? She's like, yeah, I think it did. And I was like, is that a good thing? And she said, yeah, it was. Okay, fine. It did not cool down. After they all left that room, I tried some more. It has no effect on the temperature. If anything, it probably warms it up because the water is warmer than ice cold. But I thought it was funny that she thought that I was doing that for that reason. But I liked it enough that I'm now considering what would it look like to get a sauna in my house, like a single person sauna thing in the primary bathroom or something. I don't know. I'm not opposed. But it was a lovely cruise. The internet, of course, was terrible, which is what you'd expect. The cruise was using satellite for the internet because that was all they could do. Speaking of which, there was one day, I got newspapers delivered each day. They had said that I could request one. And so I requested the New York Times. They started giving me the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, the opposite sides of the spectrum, I guess. And Lauren saw these newspapers one day and she's like, wow, those are really small. I'm like, well, they print them on the boat. I don't know what other option they would have. And when I said that, we both found it quite amusing. And then we were imagining what it would look like if they delivered newspapers to the cruise ship, which in fact they do not. But I kind of print your own newspaper at home. What a clever idea. Or on a cruise. But it was very small. The awkward thing / lovely thing about being in this yacht club is you get special privileges, right? Like you can summon the elevator if you put your key card against it, but it only works if you're in the yacht club. And then you can use that button again inside the elevator. And if you do that, it'll call the elevator directly to where you are and then take you just directly where you want to go. But it doesn't work for anybody else's key. And so if you get in the elevator and they do, and you push 16 and they push 12 and you're on 5, it goes straight to 16. And they're like, what happened? And you go, I don't know. And you leave. because you want to avoid awkwardness. You have reserved seatings for the shows. And I didn't love any of the shows, but we went to the shows. And when you're going to the shows, you know, I'm happy to just go sit in the reserved seating. But if they see that you're heading to the theater, they're like, oh, can we please escort you? And we're like, sure. There's no point to being escorted. Like, they just take you down and then you go to the same seats we've gone to anyway. But it's the privilege, I guess, of being escorted. Kind of hilarious. The other thing that I noted was they hated if I stayed at the bar after ordering a drink. Like if I was in a lounge or if I was at the pool deck and I went up to the bar and like, hey, can I get whatever drink? They'd be like, yes, but go sit. I'll take it to you. Sometimes they didn't even know where I was sitting. And yeah, kind of funny. But they would find me. They would find me. We drank plenty on the cruise. We did a good job. I'm proud of us. I had a full day's detox yesterday because I'm going out with some friends tonight and I'll undoubtedly have a drink then. Anyway, I did miss you. Thanks again to all those guest hosts. You should go on a cruise. There's people who have never gone on a cruise who are viscerally opposed to the idea. And I think they should not be. I think you should. All I'm saying is give cruises a chance. Anyway, happy Monday. It's great to be heard by you again.
Lex.